It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
And we welcome you to our show here on The Voice of America. It is requests and dedications today. We've got no guests in our studios. You're the guest. You're the star of the show, and all your requests will be played for the next hour. If you'd like to join us and make a request for a future show, feel free to give us a call, 202-619-2077. We'll start off with a request from Kuwait and a listener named Opal. This is Bruce Springsteen and one of his classics going back a few years, 10th Avenue, Freeze Out on Border Crossings. And 10th Avenue, Freeze Out. And one of the all-time classics from his collection of great hits over the years. We've had many, many, many hits from Bruce Springsteen, who is called The Boss. And he is working on a documentary. And you may remember he just put out a record called High Hopes. He's just agreed to be a part of a documentary as well. Doesn't say exactly what his role is going to be. Obviously, we know the music is the large thing he's going to contribute, but not talking much about the documentary itself. 18 albums for the guy. He's been number one in 20 countries around the world. Bruce Springsteen, 10th Avenue Freeze Out. Thank you so much, Opal, and thank you for listening to Border Crossings. If you'd like to join us on the show, you can always call in. Our telephone lines remain open for the hour that we are here. So if you listen to the archive files, as a lot of listeners do, because they write me and say, I'm listening here on the weekend, and I know we're not on the weekend, so they may be listening to the playback or a archive file, then keep in mind that the telephones are only open while we're here, which is 1500 to 1600 Universal, and Monday through Friday. I would like to say hello to Ruth Oklu and Mundarana Moses and Assad Anwar and Guy Bunokore and Sega Fikarimiriam and Lawrence Mamanai, who are all listening and all have become fans of our Facebook page. And you can too, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can check us out there. I put up some new videos today, which I'm sure you're going to like. One is a 7-year-old girl who is singing a Billie Holiday song on the Norway version of Norway's Got Talent. We have America's Got Talent, and a lot of different countries around the world are adopting the show. So Norway's Got Talent, and this girl can sing. She's 7. She moves the judges to tears. You're definitely going to want to check this little video out of this cute little girl. Also put up a link to the Oak Ridge Boys interview performance on the show yesterday, so you can check that out as well. The Oak Ridge Boys were here. I put the link up if you want to hear the show and you missed it yesterday. Coming up next, we have a request from Austrian Olympiakos, and she asked us to play a song from Don Williams, and the song is Lord, I Hope This Day Is Good. Based on the forecast, it should be. This is Border Crossings.
Hi, this is Quincy Jones, and you are blessed to be listening to Voice of America, and you're hearing Larry London, who's the man that knows what's going on and is spreading this word around the world. So check it out and don't move.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Beyond the world, beyond the children, beyond the ones who make a brighter day, so let's start giving. There's a choice we're making, we're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day, just you and me.
Border Crossings, and we are the world of music, and a request from Ilana. And Ilana requested that song for her daddy and said, I love hearing your radio show, and please play We Are the World. I'm only 7 years old. So, Ilana, thank you for listening, and I hope your dada enjoyed that request and was listening here. He is Anthony Massaro, and so hopefully he's listening, too, and you're listening. And everyone's listening to Border Crossings. Now, speaking of the big song, We Are the World, which was produced by Quincy, and one of the guys who really spearheaded the whole project was Michael Jackson, the late Michael Jackson. There's been news about Michael and this guy, B. Howard, who's a singer who's claiming Michael is his father, and he can prove it, and he's undergoing DNA tests. But here's the thing is the guy says, I don't want Michael's money. I don't want to, if, you know, once I prove that I'm Michael's kid. And by the way, the other Jackson 5 say, nope, he's not Michael's kid. But anyway, he says, I don't want his money. Once I'm proven, I just want to set the record straight. And so because apparently Michael's will is very, very clear. And Michael's will says that only his three kids will get the money. Only his three children. And in fact, the wording in his will specifies, except as otherwise provided in this will, I have intentionally omitted to provide for any of my heirs. So that would eliminate anybody who claims to come along and say, hey, I have a right to your money, other than Paris Blanket and Prince. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Glad you're with us once again. Telephone lines are open, 202-619-2077. If you want to send a tweet, and our Twitter account's been buzzing since the Oak Ridge boys were here yesterday and send out a bunch of tweets about us. You can go to BCVOA. That's our Twitter address. Send us a message. Let us know what you'd like to hear. Thanks again to the Oaks for coming in and for tweeting out that you were here and telling all your millions of fans about us. You can also go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and meet us on Facebook. Jane Christogiel meets us there all the time, and she requested this next song from Katy Perry. Katy, speaking of Twitter, has been in this, I don't know, the Twitter feud. They've been tweeting back and forth, Miley Cyrus and Katy. Miley Cyrus is on the Bangers tour. Katy came to see Miley's tour. And when Miley caught wind of the fact that Katy was in the front row and saw her, she jumped over the rail. She jumped off the stage and she planted a big old fat juicy kiss on Katy. And so the crowd went, ah, and then she got back on stage and continued singing. And then later after the show, Miley Cyrus tweeted, I kissed a girl and I liked it, which is the name of Katy Perry's very first song. Very first hit song. And then Katy Perry was in Australia promoting the Prism album, and she was being interviewed, and she said that Miley tried to put her tongue in my mouth and I pushed her away because who knows where that tongue's been. And then Miley heard about that and she responded, and this is all going on Twitter now. She said, girl, I'm going to give you the biggest spanking when I see you in the UK. She said, you know that guy, your boo, that you were with, your ex? We all know where his tongue's been. So, I don't know. Anyway, back and forth. Here is Katy Perry, and this is a song called Dark Horse, a song that was her 9th number one hit on Border Crossings.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rage.
And you were gonna come to me. Choose carefully.
Cause
I'm capable of anything, of anything and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite, make me your one and only.
Don't make me your enemy, your enemy, your enemy.
So you wanna play with magic, boy, you should
not going back.
Mark my words, this love will make you levitate.
Like a bird,
like a bird without a cage.
It's down to earth,
if you choose to walk away. Don't walk away, it's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes or a no,
no maybe.
So just be sure, before you give it all to me. All to me. You know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? 'Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse.
You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty. I'm gonna put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shot it so bad, I sprung and I don't care. She rap me like a roller coaster. Turned the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug. I was trying to hit it and quit it. But little mama so dope, I messed around and got addicted.
Save before.
It's Jerry Rafferty, whose biggest hit is a song called Baker Street, and it came out in 1978. That is a request from Samuel Appenteng, who is listening in Ghana to border crossings. Thank you so much, and hello to Hajar Ahmed. And Hajar is in Misrata, listening to VOA Miss. So thank you so much for listening and making all the requests. Jerry Rafferty died in 2011 after a long battle with alcoholism, and he was 63 at the time. The city where he grew up and was born, Paisley, which is in Scotland, will be having a music festival, a 9-day music festival, and they plan to honor Jerry Rafferty and celebrate his music throughout the entire festival, which is neat. And his daughter, Jerry's daughter, Martha Rafferty, along with some other musicians and artists that are very popular in Scotland, including the Scottish National Orchestra, will perform music on the anniversary of Jerry Rafferty's birth, which is April 16th. So congratulations to the Rafferty family, and it sounds like a very fun event. Samuel, thank you for your request. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings, playing requests and dedications and Bruno Mars fans. Bruno canceled a concert in Australia due to an illness. He didn't say what it was, but he's back on track with his tour. Here is Bruno Mars for Saida Fia Ali, and this one's called Just the Way You Are.
'cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while, 'cause girl, you're amazing.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Amy.
And I'm Nick.
And we're Carmen. And we are here today hanging out and listening to
Larry London.
Used to be a baby, used to be a lady, thought you were the perfect lover. All the harmony went falling out of key, so now you gotta find another. Now you're talking crazy, saying that you made me like I was your Cinderella. Bella, yeah. Once upon a time, I met the perfect guy. He had that Colgate smile, he had that suit and tie. Mama always said, get a rich boyfriend. You don't gotta love him, girl, you can pretend. You bet I totes believed her, yeah, every word she said. Thought he was gluten-free, but all that I got was bread. Mama always said, nice guys finish last. Beat him at his own game, honey, take the cash. And what a lucky girl you will be. But no, he didn't do jack for me. And if the magic ain't right, time to walk. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady, thought you were the perfect lover. He didn't want to talk, he put the saucy on it. Time to check my wild. Daddy always said money can't buy class.
You don't want to get stuck digging out trash.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't meant to be, because he didn't do jack for me. I want a bean with a beanstalk, and if the magic ain't right, time to walk. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady, thought you were the perfect lover. Never mind, bring the beat back.
Border Crossings, yeah, doing it a cappella with the help of Carmen. I sat down with Amy and Nick, and they are the nicest people that I've met yet as far as music goes. They are so nice and accommodating and friendly and open and honest. And we talked about the new album Pulses that is coming out at the end of this month, and it's been delayed 3 times, and they are frustrated about it, but they're excited that it's finally coming out. Tay in Ethiopia requested Carmen on today's show, and we hope to have Carmen on soon so we can play that interview for everybody to enjoy very, very soon here on Border Crossings. But Carmen, I love them, and they put on a great show. I'll tell you, we were on our feet from the start to the end. There wasn't a slow moment in the whole show. Even when she sang a love song, a couple of ballads that I really liked, everybody was still standing up, loving their music. I'm Larry London. Thank you very much for tuning in to Border Crossings. Tuesday's underway, and we're going down the road of requests and dedications along with you, because without your requests, we don't have a show. So thank you to everybody who's making requests. We've got a song request from Salima Ali off Facebook coming up. And Selena Gomez is in the news. And I'll tell you what, I can't, you know, trying to keep up with these kids. It's so hard to keep up with kids and what's going on when it comes to affairs of the heart and love and whatnot. We got the bachelor on TV who's afraid to say he's in love. And then you got these, you know, 20, 19-year-old, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds. And they're just doing all kinds of fun stuff. Selena Gomez, she checked into rehab in January. A lot of her friends said she did because she needed help getting over Justin Bieber. Her family called Justin a punk and said that he was a bad influence for her. And they were thrilled the two of them broke up. Well, guess what? Guess what? They were spotted in Texas over the weekend taking dancing lessons. They were in a dance studio taking dancing lessons, Justin and Selena Gomez. And then they went to eat afterward and were kissing and hugging and touching and feeling. According to the waitress and people in the restaurant, they said, boy, if they're not boyfriend, girlfriend, they sure look like it. So I don't know. It seems like they're back on. She is in Texas or was in Texas over the weekend for a Saturday night concert in a place called the Hidalgo State Farm Arena in Texas. She put on a show there. And he performed a surprise little set at the South by Southwest Music Conference in Austin, Texas on Sunday night. And Selena was backstage. And Justin sang a song called As Long As You Love Me and dedicated it to his baby girl and looked off stage. Isn't that, aww, how touching. Well, we'll see. All right, here is your request, Selima. This is Selena. And I hope you enjoy this one, which is called Love Will Remember.
Now's all we got, and time can't be bought. I know it inside my heart, forever will forever be ours. Even if we tried to forget, love will remember. You said you loved me, I said I loved you back. What happened to that? What happened to that? All your promises and all them plans we had. What happened to that? What happened to that? Boom, gone. Yeah, we move on. Even if we try to forget, love will remember you. And love will remember me. I know it inside my heart. Forever will forever.
Forever, forever,
Border Crossing, Selena Gomez. She calls her fans Selenators, and they are all around the world listening, and that's a beautiful song called Love Will Remember. Now, speaking of singers who were in and out of rehab, Kesha is back with us out of rehab after a couple of months of treatment for an eating disorder. She's changed a bit. She's changed a couple of things, some instant changes that Kesha's made. She took the dollar sign out of her name. She just uses an S now, and she's calling herself Kesha Rose instead of Kesha. And she said she's feeling better and looking forward to some great music. So we're excited to have her back as well. Hey, thank you for listening to Border Crossings. I'd like to say hello to our Facebook followers. Bruce Tucker Wonder, who said, I listen to Border Crossings on iTunes podcast. So I didn't even know we were there. So thank you, Bruce Tucker Wonder, for listening. Sweet Babes DeSeto tunes into our show all the time. We're glad you're with us. Pidhani Aliza says, Happy Women's Day. So happy Women's Day. I think that was, well, every day is Women's Day, actually, if you want to know the truth. But I think yesterday was the official Happy Women's Day. Rocker Aaron is listening and requested an Eric Clapton song for India. Ishmael Kanu tunes in. Jane Christigil, we played your request a little bit ago. Patrick and Tim listens. Patrick Lumati is listening as well. Amara Henry, Zemi Dube, Pidhani Aliza sent another Facebook message. And Etienne Habu Mugisha, 104.3 FM, Saidu Muhammad Ali says, hello, Mr. Larry. And hello, Mr. Saidu. So thank you for listening. Here is a Twitter request on Border Crossings, Peter Andre. And this is Mysterious Girl for Solomon. Crossing's a Twitter request. Solomon requested that for a good friend named Songnam Ranjit in India. And, it, of course, it's Peter Andre with the unmistakable reggae sound that we've come to know and love. This is Border Crossings here on the Voice of America. Requests for an hour each and every day. Billboard has come out with their top money earners of 2013. And at the very, very top of the pile, this time around, Taylor Swift. Last year, she was 15th. This time, she is number one. She made $39.7 million in 2013. And of the $39.7 million, $30 million of it was from 6 months of her Red Tour. So that's it. Now, that $39 million, that's not really an accurate reflection of what she's really made, because that doesn't take into account her sponsorship money from Diet Coke and Keds and all the other folks who paid her to endorse their products. So she also got a lot more than just $39.7 million. In second place, he's not a distant second, but, you know, when you're counting millions and he's about $6 or $7 million away, Kenny Chesney had $33 million. Last year in 2013 earnings. And Bon Jovi made $31.5 million. The Rolling Stones, $26.2 million. Maroon 5, $22 million. Luke Bryan, $22 million. Pink, $20 million. So in other words, they're making a whole lot more money than you and I are making. Well, most of our audience. Maybe there's some people out there that are rich sultans or sheiks or something, and there's a lot of money around the world, but I certainly don't have any of it. Here is Taylor Swift on Border Crossings, a request from Monica in Kuwait. And this song is called 22. It's Taylor Swift on Border Crossings.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and magical. Oh yeah, tonight's the night when we forget about the deadline.
Oh,
Crossings, and that is Taylor Swift 22. One of the things I like about Taylor, and there's a long list, but one of the things on the list is that she is not, how do you say, she's not affected by her fame. She's a regular person. You know, it hasn't gotten to her head. In fact, over the weekend, she and Lord, now there's another big star, she and Lord went shopping out in public in New York. They didn't have bodyguards and protection. They just went out and two girls having a fun shopping day. And then they went sightseeing. Now, these are mega stars. Taylor Swift, a top moneymaker, $40 million. And she's just out taking photos in front of the Statue of Liberty and things like that. So that's kind of, you know, fun stuff. She posted a lot of them, tweeted a lot of them. So that's one of the things I like about her, you know, that she's just a regular person, a regular millionaire. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. Rob, thanks for sitting in. Mary and Vince, thank you guys. And thanks to you for tuning into our show and making all the requests. We'll return tomorrow and resume with Border Crossings and Requests. I'm Larry London on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Bring it on down.